Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome to Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we've brought together over 30 experts who are here to help you manage your energy and your mindset around money so that you can create an epic life and business. And I am like getting goosebumps having had a bit of a chat with our expert before we jump into our call today. And as founder of Modern Day Sorcerer and the online accredited leadership academy, Sorcerer School, Jordana Ayer helps leaders of all shapes and sizes to integrate all things spiritual into all things practical, dissolving separation between the two. Her proven methodology is redefining power in business, money, government, and relationships. Jordana has helped thousands of people at all levels of leadership in a vast array of industries to find and hone unique purpose and power to understand and revel in their humanity and to break free of societal limitations. Well, that just sounds so yummy. I can't wait to get into it with you. Thank you for joining me, Jordana.
It's my pleasure, Diane. Truly, truly great to be here.
So I know you're going to introduce the concept of what a sorcerer is, and you want to share the title of this because that's going to make this even more powerful. We'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Yes, yes. So a sorcerer knows a certain level of power. Like what I find is very frequent for those. I personally believe everyone deep down has some elements of being a sorcerer or a sorceress, and it is not witchcraft. It's not that historical definition. It's that recognition that there's something inside of us that's really, really, really powerful. And when we look out into the outside world, it's like, but that's not power. It's that feeling that we know inside of us that's really more of a receiving of a flow of power through us. Something bigger than us that almost sometimes can feel too big, and a sorcerer learns how to cultivate that and cultivate the wisdom that's moving through them in service of the planet.
I love it. I love it. I'm super excited to dive into what you're going to share with us about how we can do some of that today.
I'm excited. Should we dive right in?
Let's go. All right, let's do it.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys the title of today's class. But first, quick instructions. You're going to want to grab a journal and a pen. That's the only need. A journal and a pen. And also, you may, if possible, to be in a space where, well, yeah, we may do some things that may feel silly to people who aren't used to them. We'll see. So be in a safe space. Journal and pen. And if you're not in a safe space, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. Okay. All right. So today's class is about how to use money as an opportunity to express who you truly are, an opportunity to express yourself. Now, before we talk about what that means and why that is, let's look first at money itself. So money is, I personally believe, and I'm constantly shown, money is one of the biggest expressions that we have of the combination of the physical and the non-physical. So our bodies, like we as humans, and really all that is physical on this planet, first and foremost, is the physical and the non-physical, right? So we know at this point, like we've all grown enough as a planet to know that, okay, everything's energy, right? So my body is entirely energy. And yet, if I don't see my body as physical and experience the physicalities of my body, then it doesn't matter how much energy is inside of it if I'm not honoring the physical too, right? Well, money is the same thing. And money is one of the most powerful expressions that we have of it because it can seem so completely physical, where 2 + 2 = 4. And if you don't have it, then you feel it a lot. It's like all the experiences that we have with the physicalities of money make it feel so entirely physical. And yet, also it's just energy. I mean, if you look, one of the obvious aspects of that is the way that we're able to so aptly pass money off with technology now, and it can go through thin air, through cyberspace, and then it just lands into another account. And I'm willing to bet that pretty much everyone here has had some form of experience of maybe money just working out in some way. Like, I didn't know how that thing was going to get paid for, but it did. Or when I started my business, I had no idea where the money was going to come from. Somehow I'm always provided for. So we do understand, right? It's like we all understand at some point. We already understand now that money is purely energetic and physical. And without the honoring of both combined, then we don't get the gift that money is trying to give us. So if we experience the shifts that we're trying to create in our money flow, the desires that we have for maybe a change or a restructuring or an expansion in your money flow, if you look only at the physicalities, like let's say, for example, that you want more flow and you're taking action, lots of action. If you're not also aligning it with the energetics of, well, what does flow feel like? And maybe am I receiving the flow, or what are the energetics that align with flow for you and your unique essence and expression of what flow means to you in this moment, then the flow won't happen, right? We require the physicality and we require the energetics. Or another example that wants to be shared is if you are trying to save and you're looking at your savings, if you don't physically look at your savings, like if you're like, well, I'm cultivating all the energetics of my savings, but you never set money aside and you never take action on the setting, then you're not going to have the savings. And if you're constantly setting the money aside, but you're not also cultivating the energetics, maybe, you know, that your unique expression of that right now might be, oh, looking to see that I have surplus in the rest of my life. Maybe if you're noticing the surplus that you do have, it's easier to cultivate savings, for example. So again, it's like when we cultivate the unique expression of where we are today in the blend of the two, and when we know that our unique expression is ever changing, ever expanding, and ever growing, then we're able to find the next levels of expression of our desires with money.
I love it.
So we're going to look at money as an expression. So I'm going to tell a very quick, I mean, it's kind of a story, kind of. So a couple of years ago, I was out on a run and I was experiencing, I actually don't remember what was happening in my life exactly. What I do remember is there was some sort of a loss for money. There was something going on where I didn't have the money that I required for the things that I was trying to do with, I think it was in my business, maybe somewhere in my life, a combination. And I'm out on my run and I bring it back into my awareness and I asked some sort of a question to that greater energy about sourcing this money that I knew was required. And what I heard was, it was almost, you know, like where you hear the record screech. Mm-hmm. It's like where God is talking to you and you're like, stop. It was like record screech. And what I heard was, money is simply an opportunity to be the fullest expression of yourself. That's all it is. So any time that we don't feel in our fullest with our money flow, any time where maybe there is a stopping of some sort or there's a glitch or a disconnect with the money that you desire, it is because there is something being asked of you to be the fullest, truest expression of yourself. So we're going to do a little bit of direct work. Before we do the journaling element, I'm going to do a little bit of clearing work. And what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to do what I refer to as links. And all that you guys need to do is simply sit back and receive. And in a moment when the pieces that are on top, the energetics are done moving through, then I'll guide you in terms of how to release and shift the energetics that are happening in your body and your systems. Okay. All right. So just sit back and receive. We're starting with our pineal gland, and I'm going to be typing this into the chat just in case they're long so I remember more than anything. We have a permission that we're going to be saying on our pineal gland. I trust money to be the source of how I express myself. Emotional release of scarcity. The belief system that's ready to go. Money is physical. Have an image of your money expanding. Fear from the image of having no control over your money's expansion. Almost like a sense of not getting to decide for yourself. Okay, we are going to tap these out. So what that's going to look like is you're going to tap head and heart. And you're going to take deep breaths, and I will guide you through the elements that are releasing. So the things that seem like, huh, I'm not so sure I want that, it's because it's releasing from your system. And the permission that's coming through, as well as an aspect of the image, those are things that are downloading into your system. So as you tap your head, you'll just tap both sides gently, and then you'll alternate tapping your heart. So head and heart, few breaths each, just taking very deep breaths. Okay, and I will tap along with you guys so you can see too. Whew, so we are starting with our pineal gland. We have a permission that we're going to say out loud 5 times. So Diane, we can say it together. I trust money to be the source of how I express myself.
I trust money to be the source of how I express myself.
Trust money
to be the source of how I express myself.
I trust money to be the source of how I express myself. I trust money
to be the source
of how I express myself. Trust money
to be the source,
of how I express myself. Good. And you may or may not be feeling anything. If you're not feeling anything, it's fine. If you are feeling something, that's also fine. Just allowing the energy to move as it needs to. We have emotional release of scarcity. So that's just ready to go from our systems. A layer of it. Belief system that is dissolving. Money is physical. That's dissolving. Then we have an image of your money expanding with a fear that's dissolving from that image of having no control over your money's expansion. So we're just going to tap for another moment or two longer, letting all of that land and download and release from our systems. And when you feel complete, we are complete with that clearing. How does it feel, Diane?
Good. And I would love for you to share. I know what it means when we yawn, but if you can share with everyone watching, we're tired.
Totally. So everything's energy. And when we those of us, so there's no right or wrong. And also it could not just be yawning. Some people burp. It's like, there's different ways that we release energy. And what we're doing is, so what we just did is a form of alchemy, and really alchemy is happening in all times. So if you're feeling something when I'm just talking, it's because alchemy is taking place on some level. And when our bodies and our systems are alchemizing, and alchemy could be releasing energy, it could be shifting energy, et cetera, the yawn is helping to release and essentially make more space for the alchemy to happen in our systems.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. And if you don't yawn, that's cool too. All right. So we're going to grab our journals and we're going to do a little work before we complete in our journals. So in your journal, now write down a desire that you have with money. Writing down a desire that you have with money. Once you've got that, going ahead and closing your eyes and going into whatever feels right to you to visualize. So it could be in your third eye, in your mind's eye. You might even drop down into your heart to visualize whatever feels right to you to support you in visualizing. What you're going to do now is visualize this desire that you have with money. So in its fullest space of fruition, what do you see? And as you're seeing what you see in this next level of your money's fullest space of fruition, this desire in fruition, as you're seeing what you see with it, what does it feel like? So we're gonna spend the next minute or so on our own with eyes closed in a visualization space, really experiencing this next level of money for yourself, experiencing this desire in fruition. And as you do so, I'm going to create an expansive energy around your visualization to support in the alchemy of it taking place. Now, once you feel like you're really in the experience of this, and if you need more time, you are welcome to pause the recording, to give yourself more time to visualize, to feel, to experience, and then come back to the rest of this exercise. And if and when you are ready, and you feel like you've had a full experience of what this desire is in fruition for you, slowly opening your eyes, grabbing your journal and your pen again. Going to journal on the question, how would you be more fully expressed if this were the case in your life? How would you be more fully expressed if this were the case in your life? So if this desire were landed in fruition in your life, how would you be more expressed than you are now? Taking a couple of minutes to journal on that. Now, in the interest of time and the integrity of the time of our session, I am going to move forward. Again, you are invited. If you need more time to journal on this, you are welcome to pause the recording. the next question coming through, the last question for our journaling exercise. Where or how is your current relationship with money resisting this expression? Now remember, resistance can happen in a lot of different ways. It can look like numbing, it can look like distraction, it can look like avoidance, procrastination. It can look like emotions coming up that we're not dealing with. So where, however resistance may look for you, you know, where or how is your current relationship with money resisting this expression? Journaling on that now.
I love it.
Right. So do we want to wrap up in the interest of time, Diane? And
absolutely. Let's,
what's that?
Share your free gift with the audience.
And so again, you can stop the recording and journal on that and then come back because I do have a free gift for you. So the free gift that I have for you, it's a PDF worksheet and it's called Being Money. So as you're seeing, money is very, very linked to who we're being and how we're showing up in the world. So it's a free worksheet that I have to guide you deeper into who you desire to be in the world and really linking and matching that up with money. Everything that I offer is designed for alchemical expression too. So there's like alchemy interwoven in the worksheet to lead you to a next level of expression with money.
I love it. And you'll be able to find that in the link in the email or below this interview on the speaker page. And thank you again, Jordana, for leading us through that exercise and sharing with us a little bit of your sorcery.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to all of you watching, thank you for taking the time here. And make sure you send us a reply to this email and let Sharina and I know what you took away from this experience so that we can share it with Jordana, because she gets to know the impact she's having on you as well. And we'll be back in your inbox tomorrow with two more powerful experiences so that you can start mastering your time, your mindset, and your energy around money so that you can create an epic life and business. Thank you for watching.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.